Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A huge thank you to our sponsors for this week. They are Caldrea. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you buy online at caldrea.com. Hammett, visit hammett.com and chat with their team. Mention House of Kim to get a complimentary gift. And BetOnline, visit betonline.ag and use promo code podcast1 for your sign-up bonus. Be sure to check out our episode's notes for more information on our incredible sponsors.
Podcast One presents House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Join Kim, her husband, and six children as she shares her journey to success and the positive mentality that brought her there. Come on in and make yourself at home. Now here's your host, Kim Zolciak Bierman.
Hi, you guys. Welcome to this episode of House of Kim. It's 1 a.m. in the morning or so, and we're recording this podcast. We have my husband, of course. What's up, baby?
Hey, hey.
I feel like we should talk like 1-900 numbers or something. Like, hey, how do they do that? Like, hey.
I was really surprised that you didn't say, hey, everybody, welcome back to House of Kim.
You know, you want me to choke your ass out?
What's that?
That's
that
Brielle, by the way.
Not new technology, but it was like a new fad where people would be like, one day.
Oh, ASMR.
There you go.
Where you get really you're close like, and you're like,
yeah. Tracy told me that to do that. She said it would be really, that's disgusting.
So what you guys obviously, millennials, what is it? ASMR?
Everybody welcome Brielle and Ariana.
Gen Z, Gen X.
I'm on the cusp of millennial Gen Z. It's like that year.
Gen Z, millennial, old farts.
Anyways, I want you guys. Are you guys boomers?
ASMR.
She is.
What is it?
You're a boomer.
I'm booming.
ASMR.
You're not boomer. You're not.
I don't even know what that
well,
is.
You might be. Anyways, hey guys, it's Brielle
and Ariana, your favorite.
And you guys, we're watching our cameras from our phones because we're in the salon and all the doors are locked and the garages are closed and we're double gated. But I'm paranoid.
Thanks sharing that one.
I just thought, you guys, big podcast today. One of my girls shares their password. Which one? That's the big one coming up. You guys don't want to miss this. Do you guys share your password with your significant other, husband,
how about with
boyfriend?
Just anybody?
Like, well, I feel nobody's like, going to be like to their best, their buddy at work, like, hey, Joe.
Oh, I know Elizabeth's and Brandon's and I know Zach's. I know everyone's password.
Too many people have too much information and got too many fucking opinions, in my opinion, to have passwords. But these girls think it's okay. I think it's messed up.
Croy, do you think Croy and I know each other's passwords?
Considering Croy doesn't even use his phone, I don't really think you need to know his password. And you guys actually have the same password, so yes.
So clearly you've been through my phone. Yes. Anyhow, you guys, also we have some emails. We're going to be talking about my mom, what really happened between my mom and I. The girls were through, they went through it all with me, so we're going to get into that too and just kind of convey all of that to you. We also have an email from somebody else dealing with a bitch family member, so we're going to actually talk about that as well.
What's
and how
really
to help
funny
her
is,
out
is that a lot of ours are bitch family members, not just one.
I think that's what happens though, like my mom's, you know, got everybody rallied and like let's go, and they bought into the bullshit, some of them. Some of them didn't.
Yeah.
We're going to get into that too. Right. Lots to talk about. Croy's not happy with me because I decided we're going to take a random trip. So today, Croy was like, you don't plan.
Life is all about spontaneity, Croy. We get it. You're a Virgo. No. You're organized.
Croy says we have to plan.
No. Croy likes to work, and no beach.
No.
Okay, you guys. So Croy and I had a little issue.
If you can't tell who the fun one is.
I'm just kidding. So here's the thing, you guys. Okay, Croy and I have a little dilemma. I am 42. Croy's 8 years younger. He's 34. So
You'd think he'd be out in the clubs with me and my homies.
He's not going to the clubs with you and your fucking homies.
Well, Tommy's... We were talking about this tonight. Tommy's
single with no children. Corey has six, and you're two of them.
And I told Tommy, he said something, and I said, you're like a dad. And he's like, what do you mean I'm not that? Or he was like, I'm not Corey's age. And I was like, you're only 2 years off.
Oh, wow.
You're a dad.
Well, Tommy. So here's the thing, you guys.
The club.
I used to like make sure my house looked perfect. Everything was painted perfectly. There was no scratches. Ariana's hair bows were organized per color. Brielle's closet was organized. Everything was like perfect. And I used to just get really stressed out about it not being perfect.
You want to go hang out in my room for a weekend? Cause
no, I don't know how you turned out that fucking way this way. But anyway, my mom used to say to me, like, your girls are never going to be like, oh my God, my mom kept such a clean house. So I kind of loosened up. Then I used to be kind of a planner. Like, I had to have time to pack and plan and do all these good things. And then I had a stroke. And then I realized, you know what? That was not planned. You fuck. Like, you really disrupted my day, my month, my show, my weeks thereafter. And actually, you fucked me up for the last 4 years. So, you know what? You just never know what's going to happen. You just don't. And so I... When I tell you guys...
You are the definition of live life to the fullest. Now, I would not say you were...
No, prior to the stroke,
ago.
No.
You were fun. Well, you were spontaneous.
I'm always fun.
Bro.
Cray is a lot of fun.
So wait. Here's the thing, you guys. Ready? Check this out. I really wanted to go to the beach, okay? Let's not give away all the days and times we're going in a couple weeks, okay, please? Okay, so I want to go to the beach, so I start looking at the beach and houses to rent at the beach. Well, miraculously, everything is completely sold out. Well, it so happens that one of our family friends, actually their child is sick, and they can't make their trip to the same beach in a couple weeks. So the house is open. The homeowner and them, they recommend like, oh, the Beermans want to come. So they call us. It's like, oh my God, how amazing. It's all worked out timing wise. I was supposed to go to LA, but when I was booking my tickets on a Saturday night, very late at night, I booked our tickets, mine, the girls, Croy's, and I went to hit like purchase and pay for it. And it was like, sorry, sold out. And so my flight was sold out to LA. So I had to extend our trip in like 2 more weeks. It just all worked out. So Croy works, you guys, 18 hours a day. These girls really work hard every single day. I work hard every single day. And I just said, what is 5 days at the beach? We can't go the whole time. Because we're going to LA, but, and Croy's like been out of shape all day about it. Like, we have to plan.
Well, no. So
what?
I have had to adjust to a new rhythm of a new style of work. My work has always been very structured, very organized, very
an athlete's probably the most rigorous schedule you're going to get.
And thought out. But you know what to expect throughout the entire day. There's routine. It becomes, there's a routine to it, right? So
you're normal.
So, yeah. But
you're a Virgo.
Now,
are you mad?
Now, mad?
Yeah. Are you mad?
I don't know if I would use that descriptive word, but
are you irritated?
No.
Are you sad?
No, so
you
want to
squeeze
I have all these irons right in the fire. Like,
yeah.
Like all these irons in the fire. And so
listen, buddy, when you see what we've been cooking in the kitchen tomorrow, all your pain and worry will be taken away.
So I just want you guys to know, Corey's been managing all three of our careers for 2 years. And we've gotten then I brought on, you know, Cab, and then I brought on Salty K, and then there's just so much going on, which is such a blessing, but Corey's managing it all. And sometimes I'm like, I fucking hate how I look in these fucking pants. I don't want to take a picture.
That was me today.
And Brielle's like she gets irritated about this or whatever, or Brielle's not home because Brielle's at the beach, whatever the case may be. So Corey does deal with three.
Well,
attitude sometimes.
And so I have to... That's
don't cut Croy off because people are like, Kim cuts Croy off too much.
So, look, I got all these irons in the fire, and so trying to manage them, and with every iron, each iron has its own 10 irons, and certain deadlines have to be met. And so in trying to keep it all organized and all kind of flowing, and where if you miss a decision – you miss out on contracts, you miss out on money, you miss out on lots of things. They become expensive mistakes. That's part of running brands and businesses. But I feel like I get into these grooves, right? And we're kind of getting into a groove, and things are getting organized, and schedules are getting laid out, and then bam, big old bomb drops, and it's a weird random trip that now I gotta plan around and totally have to change.
Just grab
schedules.
A swimsuit, baby, and let's go.
No. Or it's
like,
or
that's going, not fun. Like I like spontaneity. Is that how you say it?
Well,
be a wild one, baby.
I don't know.
I think, and so I want you guys to understand this one thing too, because I was always
stop cutting Croy off, Mom.
I just want to say this one thing. I was always very structured too, and some of the best times of my life and the times with the girls were times that we just took these random ass trips. Just for no fucking reason. Like,
I think
just went.
That's probably why my life is so unorganized.
Maybe it's
thanks.
Because,
thanks, Brielle, for encouraging this trip as well.
Like, I really find enjoyment, and I find it to be almost relaxing when you can have a thought out. Like,
during COVID, there's not a whole lot of thought that you can put into anything, because we have no idea if we're actually going to even make it to the beach at this point.
But I enjoyed football almost to the point where, like, it was, I loved the game and I loved the sport, but yeah, the predictability of it and like just knowing what to do and when to do it. That was kind of a vacation in itself, if that makes any sense.
Oh, this is the wrong family for you, honey. Someone today called me and said, send me your info. I'm booking a flight. And I said, where and when? And they said, don't worry about it. Refresh Delta in an hour. And I said, dude.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
And I said, dude, I can't do that. Like, my life, I can't just, like, pick up and, like, I can't
What the fuck do you have to worry about?
Well, I'm saying, like, I can't plan it. Like, unless it's tomorrow or, like, in 2 days, you're planning a trip a month. Who knows what's going on. That's not what this family is
about.
Our
kids, the Beerman littles, have not left the house but one time for KJ's birthday dinner since March 6th, which I understand the entire country is this way and many other countries. But I think it's great for the kids to kind of get out.
It's a private beach, a private house.
So here's the thing. Trips stress me out because
you're not doing any of the packing.
That's not.
We don't have any diapers. We don't have any formulas. The trips that we used to take.
Beach, I love the ocean. I love it all.
If we were going hiking or hunting or shooting guns and shit, would you be more ecstatic?
No. We packed. In the back of my mind, I still had not got everything organized and nothing. So like when the only time that I'm going to be able to relax. Well, yes, I will. And the only time that I'm going to be able to relax is when I can unplug, knowing that things are still lit up and running like a smooth machine when I can't unplug.
I asked for assistance, you guys, by the way, here on the podcast, and we've got some great applicants. I don't need a virtual assistant. That's not what I need. I've had that before and it worked out great during that time. I need somebody in person, full time and committed, who's willing to learn and is a go-getter.
Look, like I'm saying, if I unplug now, it's like the Tesla that only had like 25% battery. We're in the bed in 2 days. It's like,
well, if you think that we are,
schedules are messed up.
Guess what? You're not. You're going to be.
You're
so
wound
happy.
A little too tight.
No. Tomorrow, Mom. And just let him know. Tomorrow he'll be happy. Okay?
Bro, you're acting like you're pulling him with a fucking new Rolls Royce.
You know what we're doing.
I know what we're doing.
You're acting like it's something huge.
Like he's getting a fucking Learjet or something.
I'm sorry, Craig. It's not something huge. It's something like
anything
nice.
Is huge.
That's it.
Anything
no.
Is huge.
This is huge to Mr. Organizado.
If you let Brielle talk enough, she'll just tell Croy what it is.
Okay, you guys
know?
No. No. He doesn't. Okay, you guys. So Croy's a little bit perturbed with me or whatever. And I just said, well, here's the deal. Wire the money because we're going. And he was like, I don't feel comfortable. I don't care. I'm going to go.
So
now I say yes and you say no. So now what happens? What happens in a marriage when? And I just said, babe, for the kids, for everybody.
The beach.
No, the beach. I love the beach. There's no doubt about it. But like the beach for me, you guys, and I talked to my spiritual counselor about this. I called her and asked her if I was fucking nuts to do this today. And she's like, you know, here's the thing about you.
It's been a year. It's one thing if we were there a week ago like I was.
Angie said, Kim, for you, for me, just me, I'm speaking on my behalf, that the beach for me is where I clear my mind. It releases negativity. I think so much clearer. And I sleep better, and it's like I recharge. people recharge other ways. They recharge through porn. They recharge through the fucking video games.
I'm just saying, wow.
Video games. They recharge through fucking, I don't know.
You know, a ritual that I do every time I'm at the beach. I
don't want to know.
Nobody asked.
No, actually. Like, because, okay, great, asshole. I'm going to share it anyways.
I unwind when I'm sleeping. Is that
you're
not
cutting
weird?
Me off. You don't sleep, Croy. Your mind's going a million miles a minute.
No, Croy sleeps. He has no, he's out. I lay awake all night thinking, and he goes to sleep perfectly fine.
True. Oh, so you're the one thinking about me.
The bus too. That's not true.
That's
used to
100%
be true.
No, true.
That was really true. When again, I had like just when I knew what was happening the next day, and yeah, I was lights out.
That's
now,
like boring. You should just go work on.
No,
Wall
but
Street.
I can recharge and rewind when I sleep. Like who? I don't understand. I guess maybe where I differ is like having to have a I gotta have a vacation. Sure,
Croy,
vacations
are
nice.
Here's the thing.
But
ready?
I don't have
Let me tell you what it is.
I work. You saying that? Maybe you really do need one the most.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Ariana.
Right. But here's the thing that I have to say about this, right? Because I don't know if a lot of people know this. I just couldn't really mesh with Croy in the beginning of our relationship because we were just on different mindsets.
Now you were mad I stole your mom. It's okay.
I was your toes and shit.
I was mad because I never had like discipline to that extreme. I think the way that it is.
Right. You didn't like that either.
Yeah. I think what it is that you just grew up like not going to the beach.
Right.
You didn't grow up.
You didn't have vacations. I said.
It's not about. Yeah. Well.
So you're raised one way.
I had summer vacations. Like we didn't go.
But you want to go skiing?
No.
No, they would go to the lake.
Right. So we would go on like day, we would relax for the day, or like the weekend would be.
Great. So you probably go like a couple times a month.
He'd go 10 miles up, 10 minutes up the street, and he'd go to the lake.
We would go boating maybe three times a year, three in the summer, right? So three
Great.
Days.
Great. Well, this is one vacation. We have two
like
more to knock
day.
Down.
So you get up at, you get up at 6 a.m., you get the boat ready, you take it out, you
like,
drive.
I'm not interested in getting up at 6 a.m. I'm not interested in any of that. That
you
sounds like
that
the worst day
kids.
Of my life.
Let's
right.
see
but,
what happens.
But the rest of my summers was just spent riding. I'd ride my bike into town and hang out with friends, or I would go.
I did that too. But I had spring break.
No spring break.
That's my point.
You grew up differently than us.
Right.
So we're accustomed to vacationing, and now you have the opportunity to vacation.
I understand that. I can respect that. But I think where I have the disconnect
like
is the fact that...
Like, if you have the money, why not go?
But sure. But it's about, like, there's a difference between needing something
and... Oh, we need it.
Oh,
no,
I need it.
You think you need it.
You think you need to be glued to that computer.
You don't need
18 hours a day. You don't need it.
You want it.
No.
Right? But you don't
need
it.
Nobody agrees with you on this. And don't fucking email Kim at Kim Zolciak. Tell me that you agree with Croy. Please, don't.
You know what I think is interesting?
It's fucking
that Croy is a Virgo and I'm a Pisces, and we're the complete polar opposite signs from each other. And I am a dreamer. I live in La La Land.
I feel like you're not even a Pisces.
And what the
you
what?
Say it all the time. Too.
I think I'm more Aquarius. Yeah. Yeah, but anyways, we're right there. Croy
Bro,
is
I
a
dream
doer.
All day
He's
long.
Organized.
I dream all day long
of what you hiking up
of
Mount Everest. Or
maybe that's why
things.
You're working 18 hours a day in your fucking office, and it can only be six because you're daydreaming about boat trips at 6 a.m. in Montana. What the hell? Okay, so you guys, let's go ahead and move. Anyways, Croy's mad at me, but he'll be all right later on tonight. So he wired the money. Anyway, so, I love
actually
you.
Didn't.
I love you, baby.
What?
No, the bank was closed by 5 o'clock, and he decided to get around to it, but he will because he knows. He understands. He's sweet. So anyway, you guys, he's sweet even if he didn't go along with my antics. You guys, I mentioned Caldrea last week on the podcast. Caldrea is a consciously crafted home and body care brand that combines thoughtful ingredients with delectable scents, making caring for ourselves and our home a beautiful experience. They have air care, you guys. They have linen and room spray. They have candles that can instantly turn your home into somewhere that you want to be. Little indulgences that make every day feel like a spa day. They have fragrance for every mood and every room. Personally, you guys, the Pear Blossom Agave is one of my absolute favorites. They also have the Sea Salt Neroli, which is more of a citrus, juniper, clean musk scent. They have incredible reviews if you guys want to check out the reviews on Caldrea.com. One of them is Heaven in a Bottle. I had guests at our table asking about that heavenly smell. And of course, I tell them it's Caldrea. You guys can get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you buy online at Caldrea.com. That's Caldrea.com. Visit Caldrea.com and find your signature scent. But anyways, you guys, we got an email from Justine, and I need your advice on this, girls. She says, I'm a huge fan, and I love you guys. Your podcast has absolutely changed my life. I could get emotional talking about what I've learned from the podcast and how incorporating everything into my life has just changed my life for the better. We have a cunty family member question here. She didn't say that. I'm saying that. I have a question. I have struggled with this for years, and I'm having your opinion could just change my life. Me and my husband live with his parents and sister. Problem number one, Justine. But anyway, my sister
live with his parents
and his sister.
Oh man, that's a crowded house.
My sister-in-law,
really? Okay, keep that in mind. I'm going to remember what you just said for when I get married and you want me to stay here and never move out. But keep going.
I told you. Hold on.
We're moving out next month.
I told you I cannot wait for that day. White couches, white floors, white dishes, and I'm going to eat pizza on them. Hey, here you go. Clean it up. Oh,
he
come
says
here.
This because I wanted to let my dog walk around on the outside furniture.
Uh-huh. Yep. Okay. Sid, come on here.
That
come
we could
here, buddy.
Clean.
Come
it's
on,
meant
Sid.
To get rained
Hop
on.
No, it's not rained on. I rain in every time it rains. Anyways, back to Justine. My sister-in-law has been terrible. She is nice when her parents are around and mean when they leave.
Sounds
I have
like
spoken
nice.
To her parents about it, but they constantly make excuses for me. Her mom will even, in my opinion, overcompensate and randomly talk about how great her daughter is. My husband
okay, well,
we should share
on.
Her name.
That's okay because you're the daughter-in-law and she's the actual daughter. So don't expect her to go
Can
against
Can we finish the
daughter.
Email and go kidding? Back? Wait a minute.
Yeah, so that's,
Let's
like,
finish the
that's
email.
Like saying
mom's gonna stand up for you before she's gonna stand up for KJ's wife.
Right. KJ's wife.
Yeah.
KJ's
exactly.
wife for life. Yeah. Right. You're never gonna be good
house.
Enough.
So
what Justine is saying is that the mom
Hold on. Let's finish the email.
Okay. Sorry, right. Justine, we're getting off track.
You're getting us riled up, Justine, at 1 AM. My husband did warn me that in the beginning of our relationship that she was like that and that I shouldn't bother to try hard with her. Of course, I tried and ended up getting hurt. She speaks to all the other girls in the family. I'm not sure what she has against me. I've never done anything wrong and has always been very good to her. It angers me when her mom speaks so highly of her when she knows how bad she's treated me. What is your advice for moving forward, knowing me and her will just never be close? How can I be at peace with myself? You guys are amazing. I love you. Let's all go around the table. 1 second, Justine. You know what? Do not... talk to her anymore. Don't give her any of your energy. Read the game.
The mom?
No, the sister. The sister.
Oh,
you can't be mean to the mother-in-law.
Right.
Okay. And the mother-in-law is not doing anything wrong. But forget this girl. Okay. She thinks she's got some power because she's the brother and the daughter. But fuck her. If you moved out, she would have no power, number one. But I don't know your circumstances or situation, and I respect that. Number two, read the game in life and how to play it. And even though she's a bitch, it says in there, and it's true, to send her love. Just send her love. Even when you walk by and she rolls her eyes or she says something fucking stupid, send her love repeatedly and let go. And let go. That's it. Don't try to get her approval. Don't try to have a friendship. Don't try to communicate. Don't try to be buddies. Fuck her. Cray.
Wait, okay. Can I jump in real
sure,
quick?
Go.
We're going around the table.
What is crazy about that is that actually, and I'm not going to say who, my absolute best friend was just explaining a situation extremely similar with her and her boyfriend of the past almost decade. They recently
who?
Broke up.
No, can't name drop. Keep going.
Uh-huh. And as in my car ride home the other night from Florida.
A decade she's been with that?
Almost. They broke up.
Oh, I know. I know. Thank God.
But anyways... I actually read the love chapter to her. That's the only one that I read to her in the car because...
What love chapter?
In the game of life and how to play it. Because I had the book on me. I brought it to the beach. And she told me how the sister would literally sit there and say such hurtful things to her that tears would be streaming down her face. The mom would sit there and stick up for her, but not the... I can't focus.
Sister.
Yeah, so she would be like, sorry, just ignore her. Like, we know she sucks. But my friend's boyfriend would stick up for his sister and be like, she's just protecting me, while my friend would literally be in tears consistent, like daily, every time she's around this person because she's so mean to her. So the thing I told her for next time she sees her, she's in that situation, is that you literally have to either, because she's dealt with it for 7 years, you either just need to snap, literally just lose your mind and go off one time and show them that they cannot mess with you. No. After 7 years, I'd be like, you know what?
No.
You're
just keep going, giving your side. Your side's not up yet.
I would either, you have two options. You either snap, completely lose it, and show them that you're done dealing with this. Stand your ground. Show them that you're tired of being treated this way. Or you can just simply do what Croy does to certain people and absolutely act like she's not there. She's not in the room when she comes in. That's the only two
options. We've talked about this, and Brielle has not even been a part of the podcast, and Brielle knows that Croy can be, we call it, Croy being
Croy,
a dick.
Croy being, yeah.
Croy being a dick.
So she can either be a dick like Croy, or she can lose her mind, but
Justine,
you cannot continue.
It takes too much energy from your day, your time from your husband, your life.
You can't let her emotion
to let
and how
her
she
affect
feels,
you. Her
yeah.
negativity. She's probably jealous
slamming
of you, if I had to guess. And she's slamming the shit out of you every day, which is just her being negative towards you. You might get a migraine. You might feel bad. Constantly say throughout the day when you're around her, return to sender, and then send her love. I send her love, whatever her name is. I send her love. I send her love. I send her love. And just keep sending her love. Even though it might rip you a new asshole, just send her love. Trust me.
What I say, what I always like to do is I always say, kill him with kindness. She's a bitch to you. She's rude. And all you keep saying is, I'm so sorry you feel that way. That sounds like a you problem. Not for me. I have nothing else to say. And if she keeps, just kill her. Like, what do you have? Just don't give her the time of day. Tell her she needs to fucking relax and take five steps back.
That's what she lives with her.
Look, I've always said this when...
The rational
anytime,
one.
Anytime you're dealing with somebody or something that is projecting things to you, all it is a projection, and a projection in turn gives a reflection. So she is reflecting back on herself, in essence. So when she's angry at herself. When she's hateful at herself, and what she wants to do is to get you to react. Instead of reacting, you need to act. And you can choose how you want to act. You can act like you don't hear her. You can act like she's not in the room, like Brielle said. You can act and stand your ground respectfully. You can act with kindness. You can act with gifts. You can try to learn her love language. If you really
we're not giving her energy like that, Croy.
She wants a relationship.
Yeah, if you really want to build a relationship with her and knowing.
You gotta snap and show her not to mess with
you. No, you don't even need to snap.
Knowing that you want, or you're going to have to be kind of in this family dynamic for forever, as long as you stay with your husband, then it might be worth the time to, when you do have time, to act in a good way. Invite her to the movie, invite her to coffee, just say, hey, I love your shirt today, I love your hair today, and just keep on walking. Send her a smile, walk out the one you walk out the door,
right?
Yep. But don't react. So you may smile at her, she may flip you off, just whatever. Just
walk away.
Just literally just keep on your path and walk away, and she's gonna be like, oh, that didn't work. What do I gotta do now? And when it doesn't keep working, then eventually they'll stop and they can't say anything back to, I love you, you're beautiful, nice hair, would you like to have coffee?
Mean?
Yeah, here's a book that I just got finished reading, I think you would love it. They can't do anything to that. So that would be my suggestion. Act, don't react, and act however you feel appropriately in the moment, but always be respectful.
Okay, I agree, Croy. But send her love, honestly. Okay, you guys, let's get into my mom. Honestly, I got to be honest. I got to give a shout out to Bert. He does the morning show here in Atlanta because he was saying something to me the other day about, you know, tell people what happened between you and your mom. And I'm like, well, they know. Like, who doesn't know? Kind of. And he's like, well, I don't really know, and not everybody knows. And I'm like, you know what? You're right, because it happened on Don't Be Tardy, and it happened throughout the years on Housewives as well, towards the end and that kind of thing. But I just assumed everybody knew. So thank you, Bert, for your recommendation. So here we go. Okay, you guys, it was 2011. First of all, let me go back to my childhood was decent. My dad was pretty physically abusive with the belt and that kind of thing. My mom, I think she tried, you know, pretty hard. She did teach me how to curl my hair and apply makeup and how to bake, and more so bake. I was never interested in cooking. So there's definitely a lot of pros to my childhood, and the cons were pretty significant
too. She was like the home ec teacher.
Karen is the best baker. Nana, yeah. She phenomenal.
Did you take home ec in school?
Yeah, I did.
I did.
I did too.
So Everything was great. When I found out I was pregnant with Brielle, my parents were incredibly supportive, which I'll never forget because they could go one of two ways. They were incredibly supportive. But that also kind of gave my mom a ticket to use that to her advantage. With that being said...
Did you feel supported by your mom in situations where you weren't supported by your dad, where it was
No,
like-
My dad, I always kind of felt like he would be there. My mom, it was conditional.
No, I'm saying when your dad wasn't supporting you or when it was like... When it was a bad time with your dad?
There was no...
A spanking or whatever that you were receiving, was it... Did you feel like your mom...
Never.
So your mom always was like...
Always with my
it?
Dad. Yep. Always with my dad. She would... Yeah. Right. The threat was my dad. We're going to call dad. Dad's going to go home and spank your ass. Dad. It was always a threat, which is normal, right? Right, I'm not saying that. But it was... My brother never got a spanking, by the way. So I got spankings for many, many years. So... My parents just were not, they never listened. My aunt.
What do you mean when you say they didn't listen? Like if you walked up to them in the kitchen or at dinner and you were like, hey, mom, today this girl was so mean to me today. Like she just would sit there and eat your food and like not acknowledge you?
No. My mom's biggest thing was a silent treatment where she just wouldn't talk at all.
Right, I had that too.
That's pretty tough. I don't like that.
You guys have never given me that. You may give me a face and I know not to talk, but that's like you've never like
not do that.
Spoken back to me when
I feel very stressed out in that situation. Like my mom would be, you know, give me the silent treatment. I would feel stressed because of it per se.
I would cry if you guys gave it to me.
So just she's just my mom.
To the point
you
kind of like,
do that. You just decline my calls.
Okay.
When the have I declined your calls?
You just hang up.
This isn't a conversation
like, goodbye,
Brielle. About you. Let's go.
To the point, to the point where
we're talking about family, something that like, Karen's doing. Karen's
if she was in a mood, let's say she was in a silent mood, and you're like, hey, mom, I have to be at my dance recital at 6, would she just like totally not even respond to you? Or would she like just be like, okay, get in the car, but then wouldn't talk to you about anything else? Or like true silence.
I feel like a big part of my childhood I did black out because it was pretty painful. Right. So I think, you know, there was times, like I said, that were great. We did go to the beach. My parents have a very good marriage. I will say like the majority, like they had a very...
To your knowledge.
Yeah. Like, I mean, then my dad would grab her ass. They would kiss. They would go out on dates. Every New Year's they were out. Like I admire their relationship and that my brother and I could never play one or the other. You know, like we could never do that. My brother,
we can't do that here
with you guys.
Okay,
but I think that's the way it should be. So, okay, so let's jump ahead to 18, right? Because we'll get back into my childhood at another time. And so I often forget a lot of things, and I've been reminded by some of my family members. And it's pretty like, holy shit, you're right. Like, I don't know if I just block it out, if that's part of like the trauma aspect of things, but. So I have Brielle, and Brielle was a surprise. Brielle was definitely not planned, and I was really excited after I got over the initial kind of shock of things. But my mom's like, you got to move out. And I was like, okay.
Why do you have to move out?
I don't know. That was just the way it was. So I was like, you know what? F*** you. I'm going to move out. So I moved to Section 8 housing an hour and a half away and lived in an apartment. I was in nursing. I started nursing school. I got accepted to this program where they paid for my tuition. There was like 40 people that were accepted. And I don't even know how the fuck I made it in, but they paid for my whole tuition. So it was like an elite program and I had really good grades. So from that aspect of it, I made it in the program. So my college was covered, which is like a miracle of God. But I had to work. So you don't just get like a free apartment. You just get like reduced.
Sure. It didn't cover your rent. Yeah.
Right. It just reduced
living expenses.
So I was going to school, right? Which nursing school is f-ing no joke. Okay. It's very, very difficult. I had Brielle and I was working.
Yeah.
So if my mom felt like, and my mom dealt more with Brielle than my dad, of course. If my mom just felt like being a bitch for the day, she's like, I'm not watching Brielle. So I couldn't go to school or I couldn't go to work. So it's like I had to kiss her ass all the time to get her to watch Brielle.
Right.
And I'd have to go to her work and pick up Brielle.
You just had to put up with whatever.
Whatever to take care of Brielle. Whatever. And I was like, one of these fucking days, I'm gonna fucking get a babysitter and I'm never gonna fucking need her again. And guess what, guys? That's exactly what happened. So I dealt with this for many years. But my mom... I feel like when people do things for me, and it just hit me recently, when people do things for me, whether it's like pulling out my chair, giving me a facial, I have such gratitude, almost like excessive gratitude, because my mom made me feel like, I just watched Braille for 2 hours. And like, it was like, thank you so much. Because if she didn't, I couldn't work or I couldn't go to school. So anyways, my dad got transferred down to Georgia. My mom stayed behind until I graduated nursing school to help with Brielle. And then we moved down to Georgia. And so the same situation, right? My nursing, I was waiting to get to pass the boards here in Georgia. So I couldn't work. So I started waiting tables. I couldn't trust anybody with Brielle. Like, I don't, you know, I'm going to watch her. Nope, not tonight. I'm not going to watch her. So I have to call into work. I can't come to work tonight.
Right.
And it was this fucking game of basically cat and mouse.
Right.
So I get,
well, because you didn't like water her flowers. Like,
if I said to her like, Mom, I'm so tired. Like, or I was like, guess what then?
Right. You yelled at her.
Yeah. Like if I did not adhere to her fucking insanity,
right,
she would just punish you. Yeah, and I couldn't, yeah, and I had to make money. Like, that's all I had, right, was to provide for Brielle. Like, I didn't have Section 8 down here. I didn't have anything. I didn't have nothing.
Right.
So I had a boyfriend at the time who ended up, you know, getting married or whatever. But so he would work too. And then so I finally started working nights. He worked days so that he could watch Brielle at night and I could work, you know, right, at night or whatever. And that just meant that it was kind of tough, right, just all the way around, which kind of worked. And then I got pregnant with Ariana. We bought a house, and then I filed for divorce. And so my mom then was really, it's like when you're really down and out, my mom's there, but it's like still conditional, but it's like she's more there. And
right, because it's almost like she's counting tally marks.
Yeah.
So it's a great opportunity for her to be nice and give, but all the while she, so when you're back up, yep, she can say like, well, I did that for you.
I definitely don't feel like I was ever supported, like, or like,
right, she could throw like a ride or die.
Yeah. So after Ariana, you guys, for I had my boobs done. Like, I breastfed Brielle and Ariana, and they sucked the life out of my boobs. And so I had my boobs done, and I had a girlfriend living with me, like renting a room, my best friend Jen. And so I had my boobs done, and my mom picked me up and brought me back to the house. It's just an example. And I'm laying on the couch, and anesthesia's never really affected me. I go to sleep, I wake up, I'm fine. Like, I'm not like this, you know, not crazy on it. I see my mom leaving with all these clothes and shit out of my house. I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, you watch the kids yourself. I'm leaving. And I'm like, holy shit, I just had my boobs done, right? Mm-hmm. This is after working. I left out the whole part of Ariana's now 2 years old. I've worked two jobs. I waited tables. I was working at the hospital in the ER, trauma center. I was working 16 hours a day, whatever the case may be. And
so she was literally walking out of your house with
clothes and stuff. And so she left me. And Ariana was about a year old.
Right.
Because I still had to pick her up and stuff. Like, she wasn't.
Right.
And so Jen's like, don't worry about it. I'll take off of work. Because you can't pick up a baby. And I said, sure, to my mom, I need you to like be there for me if I'm going to do this. Like, I saved every penny I had for so long,
right,
to do this.
Right.
And my mom f***ed me. But right. So I'll never forget things like that.
Right.
So long story short, it was never, there was times where I stopped talking to my parents for 2 years at a time. And that was one of them where she just dicked me over. Cause it's not even about me. It's like about the girls. Also, when I had Ariana, I went back to work 4 weeks after she was born. I didn't even have my whole like time off. I went right back to work. I was working in the hospital and I was waiting tables at the Cheetah here. And I had to pay my mom $100 a night to watch the girls.
Right.
And so I'd never been in a strip club in my whole life. I didn't know anything about it. My girlfriend Jen brought me in it, and I waited tables, and I was making great money. But to charge me like $100 was a lot, like a whole lot, mm-hmm, for me. And so she charged me $100 every single night. And during that time, though, I had a mortgage. I had two cars in my name. I had credit card debt. So my parents were helping me keep afloat when I took those 4 weeks off. Only, you know, paying for the house and the two cars on my income wasn't really working. So my parents saved my bills. I don't remember, to be honest, but say my bills were $5,000. I was only bringing in $2,000. So my mom would cover the other $3,000.
Right.
And so I smoked cigarettes. My mom would write cigarettes down on a piece of paper, and she wrote down a winter coat for Brielle, and she wrote down a pack of Trident gum that I used to chew all the time. And before you know it, I owe my mom $55,000. So she says. So I'm waiting tables, and Sweetie, who was my assistant for many, many, many years, was my neighbor. And she started like helping out. Her mom was like, go help Kim. Like, she's got those two little girls. She's working all the time. Like, basically go help her. So I kind of had Sweetie step in and help me. I wasn't counting on my mom as much. I started making really good money waiting these tables, like enough to like, you know, hire a babysitter two nights
a
week.
Breath.
Yeah.
Right.
And so my mom just, I mean, they stole money out of my purse. They, you name it, they did it. You know, like as far as money, it's all about money there.
Yeah.
So, long story short, life goes on. My mom just incredibly...
You just got to keep putting up with it, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of things.
Getting arguments, yelling matches, cues, but you still, they're still around.
Yeah, like I had money. I had $200 to my fucking name in my wallet, and I pulled in and I was inside with Brielle and Ariana or whatever getting them, and my money was gone. I was devastated when I got home and so upset.
Right.
And my mom's like, I can't believe that happened to you. And then I found out my parents took it from me.
Yeah.
My dad told me that my mom stole it.
Right.
So... just stupid shit like that. Yeah, like I dealt with this a lot of trauma and drama that I just really don't share. And it's not even really necessary to share. What I will tell you is this, is that, you know, I couldn't understand how my mom, I wasn't my mom's whole life. Like my girls are my whole life. I take a bullet for them. Like how do you feel so much hatred and anger and almost jealousy towards me? I just couldn't understand it. So all the things that she did wrong, I vowed I would do totally different. And maybe I did in excess, just giving the girls everything because I was like, well, this woman fucking didn't want me to have shit. So anyway, I meet Croy. And well, during this time, I had a relationship, Big Papa, whatever you guys want to call it. And my mom, I found out my mom was calling him on the side, saying things to him that weren't true and getting money from him to pay her bills. And he wasn't really telling me because she's like, yeah, Kim was out last night at, you know, I never even fucking went out, but I'd be, oh, Kim was out last night at whatever, when my mom knew damn well I was at home, but I didn't know this was going on for like a long time. So my parents, just any chance that they could get to get money or gain money, monetary value, they would.
Right.
So, but I'm like trusting, like it's my mom. If you, like, in my dad.
I would like, never think you would call, like, yeah. That would never like, cross my mind.
Like, if my kids came home and was like, mom, I just robbed a fucking bank. Like, I can't say that.
Like, where's that dude? Let's go.
No, I'd be like,
bury that shit. Come on.
Half motherfucker. Like, we're going to the beach. Bye, Croy. No, I'm just kidding.
I feel like you'd be like, all right, sweet. Let's all get up and go. Like, let's go.
No, I
maybe then right over here.
Exactly.
I can tell you that I would take a bullet 100 times over for any of my children and all of my kids.
You're sitting here watching your kids on the camera as you do the podcast. She's literally staring at her phone, talking to you guys on this mic. Like, I watched her the whole time. It's insane.
So, but it's a drive that like should be natural and it will be natural when you guys have kids. So.
Well, these are my children.
I worked really hard to get out from underneath their thumb, you know, and my mom has her own demons, you know, to battle. And so I took a lot and I had to, and I just dealt with it. But it was also the very thing that gave me drive to be successful.
Right.
So I have, you know, blocked out a lot of the trauma aspect of things and have just kind of focused on the good and like, well, if she didn't do these things to me, would I have the drive that I have today to work like I do and be who I am? I don't know. But I'm thankful for that aspect of it. So there's no shortage of action going on with our exclusive partners, Bet Online. Sports are slowly making its way back with the UFC, boxing, NASCAR, and soccer leading the way, and Bet Online has all the best odds and lines for the upcoming games and matches. Need more? Bet Online has simulated NFL, NBA, and UFC happening every day live for you to check out. Looking for something else other than sports? Bet Online also has hundreds of live casino games, poker tournaments, and all the best props in the business. Visit betonline.ag or use your mobile device and join now to receive your new welcome bonus and start playing today. Bet Online, your online wagering experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partners at Podcast One, Bet Online, to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code Podcast One for your sign up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code Podcast One for your sign up bonus. Bet Online, your online sportsbook expert. Anyways, let's just move forward. I meet Croy. And my mom actually went to his like closed practice or whatever, which nobody was supposed to find out about. And then the media found out. Fast forward a little bit. Whoops, Kim's pregnant with KJ. And my mom was my first call. Mom, I'm pregnant with KJ. And they were like, that's so... Or I didn't know, obviously, who I was pregnant, boy, girl, whatever. But I was like, Mom, I'm pregnant. Oh, my God. And they were so supportive or whatever and great. And they were fine. Like, they, you know, they were okay. So I have KJ, and then, you know, Croy proposes or whatever, and I want to get married 11-11-11. So we took care of all the wedding parties, you know, dresses and shoes and makeup and hair and the whole nine yards. And we planned our wedding in, what, like 8 weeks or something like that. My mom wanted a different dress, and she wanted better shoes, and she had all these things that she wanted, and it just became like a really big battle. Everything was like not good enough for her.
Right. Well, she wanted to be a part of it. Yes. She wanted to meet wedding planners. She wanted to have a say in the dinner. Like she wanted to be a part of everything. And so we just kind of didn't let it happen.
Croy gave me strength that nobody else has ever given me, as far as like, I got you. I'm here with you. We're going to do this together. And I think when you have that, it's like you really feel strong. So I was like, fuck it. Like, I'm going to do this. So I think my mom watched KJ one time too, and it was a problem. Like, it was, I don't remember. It was a lot of the bad stuff. I honest to God don't remember. I don't know if that's good or bad, but
yeah. Yeah. She was mean one night in Roswell for no reason when we lived over in Roswell.
Like, I just had the baby. It was, during the NFL lockout, storming out of the house, just trauma drama. I can't deal with trauma drama.
Right.
So long story short, fast forward to our wedding. During the whole process, like.
Well, and prior to that, too. Go ahead. Keep going. Sorry.
What were you
going
to say?
No, go keep going.
So during this whole process, my mom is cussing me out because she's not meeting with the wedding planner. I don't want her to meet with the wedding planners. I'm not, taking her dress shopping with me. She wants this kind of dress, and she's sending me like thousands of dresses. And I mean, I have a new baby. It's during the NFL lockout. I have two girls. We just moved. KJ was 10 days old when we moved. I was filming Housewives of Atlanta. I'm filming Don't Be Tardy for the wedding at that time. I was doing two shows at a time. It was like a lot. I mean, I remember pumping my titties filming two shows, like a lot.
You were always pumping your titties everywhere and anywhere.
Yeah, in the car, everywhere. So it was just like a lot for me and like stressful. So long story short, fast forward to the wedding, a lot of issues prior to that, we'll get into another time that I still will never understand. But I always felt in my heart that it was my parents. So no matter kind of what my parents did, they're my mom and dad. Like, that's it.
You felt like you had to forgive them, or you had to just...
They're my mom and dad. Like, you only have one mom and dad. And,
right,
and
that's what you're supposed to do.
Right. So I struggled heavily with... And I am like so trusting to a fault, for real. Like, I would think that my mom, like, maybe she'd realize she made a mistake. How could you really do that to me? And she would never do it again. And she would do it again. And I'd fucking talk to her again. Like, you guys, I'm talking fucking 15 years of like shit.
Yeah. Same. Different day.
Different day. So the wedding, fast forward to the wedding. We're at the wedding. And KJ was only 6 months old. And Croy, his sister, had a baby as well, who was very young. And so we got married at our house and had the whole pool planked, and we got married in the back of our Roswell house backyard. And the rule was nobody was allowed inside. We had a very like amazing porta potties. They weren't like porta potties, but they were outside. Nobody was allowed inside because of the babies that were going to be sleeping. And I couldn't keep track. And my security team, the house is huge. We had, I don't even know, 300 security people all over the property, but the rule was nobody was allowed inside.
Right. We just couldn't keep track of everything and everybody. So it was, we minimized that by making sure everybody stayed in the
We had a big, huge
locations.
Tent. Yeah. I mean, we had 250
Everybody was very well
there.
Taken care of.
Yeah. So my mom wants to go inside. And our security guard's like,
To
use the restroom, her sister. And she loses her shit about, you know, why can't I go inside? I'm the bride. I'm the mother of the bride. And they're like, Karen, her name's Karen. I just see all the memes and I laugh daily. But Karen, you can't go inside.
Oh, and she really is a Karen. Karen is a Karen. I just want everyone to know she's a fucking Karen.
My girls are so fucking amazing. So anyway, funny.
So funny.
So she causes a big scene. A big fucking scene. And
well, yeah, so
Croy
so
goes
our
up.
our head security guy, who's been with us still to this day,
he's still
fantastic,
with us.
Gentleman. He's being very calm, and he just says, you know, hold on, let me get Mr. Bierman. We can figure this out. 1 second. And she's like, basically, just get the fuck out of my way.
Just,
pushes through him. He, you know, he doesn't put his hands on her by any means, and he continues to kind of follow her. And while he's trying to, he sends one of his other team members to come try to find me, and Mrs. Bierman. but she's yelling as she's walking through the house. She's walking into our master. For what reason, I don't know, but he kind of corrals her.
Try to steal more shit.
Gets her kind of, she's like, okay, fine, basically, I'm leaving. And kind of.
She went upstairs with my aunt.
She scurries
and
out.
They talk shit in the
well,
bathroom.
No, she scurries out and then sneaks back in.
Right.
Sneaks
right.
back in and runs upstairs. And that's
where the babies
that point,
were.
Right. And at that point, in the same room.
Yep.
And at that point is. I'm notified, and he says, hey, Mr. Bierman, I tried to get her out. I thought I had her out. She basically kind of diverted and went back in. They've locked themselves in the bathroom.
Where the babies, where the baby is.
And so I go up there and am listening.
To them talk shit about me. Who does yeah. she think she is? She thinks she's famous now. This is a big thing my mom's told the family now, that because I'm famous, which is what I've always wanted my whole life, because I'm famous, I'm an asshole. Like, you know, no, I actually care about my kids and don't want any worries, and I don't want anything to happen to my kids, and there's a lot of fucking people here.
Right.
But my aunt and her were talking.
There was a lot of things said in that bathroom that were not supposed to be heard by my ears, and they didn't know I was standing outside of the door until they actually walked out, and they were quite surprised to see me. I don't think I've seen anybody whiter than that in their life. All the color left their face, and I said, "Well, did you guys have fun in there?"
And can you not see Croy doing that now? Like yeah. now that like you really know him? Like, did you not? Yeah,
yeah.
Knowing you, I'm actually surprised you said anything. You
and
know?
She kind of,
I figured you'd just stare there.
She kind of. At that point, was taken back, didn't say too much, and then it kicked in. Her anger kicked back in, and was.
You,
it was
Croy, I'm gonna burn this house down.
Yeah. And I just said that you kindly you need to go home. You need to leave. It's you're no longer.
So she was escorted off the property. Yeah. She grabbed all
you're
her
no
siblings
welcome
with her.
Here. She then has to cause another scene, and she's gathering up
all of her siblings because I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
And my dad said, Kim, I saw my dad. He said, I'm sorry. Him and Kim, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so sorry. I didn't think she would do this. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, my dad was very apologetic. I said, I understand. And so she left. Fine, whatever. Maybe too much to drink. I don't know. Like, I
hooting and hollering and screaming. She on the way down the driveway.
Screaming, you. Right. And
haven't
just
seen her since.
Well, no. So then.
I'm just kidding.
That's 11-11-11. I quickly get pregnant with Cash. And I think during that time, we kind of had talked briefly, like a little bit, nothing
well,
really
no,
crazy.
No apology. Call, no
saying nothing.
Like, hey, yeah, I totally just overstepped my bounds, or I wasn't thinking, or I wasn't,
nothing.
You know, I had too much to drink, or that's never happened ever in
now,
life.
Now, Grandma Rose and who reads my palm, and Angie, my spiritual counselor, have always kind of said, like, they've basically smacked me upside the head, like, nothing's really going to change with your parents, so I don't know what it is that you're trying to achieve, but, and I was like, oh, you know, and I finally got it when they did this. Cash is born, and my mom texts me and says, I want to meet Cash, bring him over. And I said, Mom, I'm not going to drive. I just had the baby 2 days ago. I have very high blood pressure. I'm not going to drive. Fuck you, just screaming. My mom was in like 45 minutes from my townhouse at the time.
She's always had this kind of the conversations that I've witnessed, and then that one that I had with her out on the table, out on the patio, where it was like I'm your elder, mm-hmm. So you must respect me no matter what I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the attitude that I've always gotten from her, and I'll never, like, just because I'm older than you, I can't demand respect unless I give you respect. If I treat you with respect, then you should treat me back with respect. There should be an open communication. But just because you're older than me, I don't have to respect you if you're screaming at me and calling me names and being disrespectful and tromping through my house and stealing from me. Like, right. Why would I respect you? You're just a person. It doesn't matter whether you're 80 or 8. I'm not going to respect you.
100% right.
So, but she walked around life, I think, saying, well, because I'm older, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Her literal saying was, I am your elder.
Right.
She said that to me so many times in the fucking life.
That doesn't even, that, but that, like, whoop-de-doo. Like, whoop-de-doo.
I think there's literally a scene where she goes, don't forget, I'm the elder here, Kimberly.
Right. Like, what? Okay.
I literally can see it right
so, my mom, so she's pissed off I won't bring cash to see her. I end up back in the hospital the next day with very high blood pressure, and I'm in there for a couple days, and so she's blowing my phone up, and that was a big problem. And then my mom says, I'm going to file for grandparents' visitation. Bitch, you haven't...
No, we got served.
We got served. She's fighting. But she's only doing this to be in the public eye. She's not doing this because she genuinely gives a fuck. She's doing it to just prove a point.
Right.
So she serves me with papers. So I have a one-year-old and a new baby, and then I have Brianna and Ariana, and we're living in our townhouse, and we're building this house and all this great stuff, and I get served that she's suing us for grandparents' visitation. Fine, whatever the fuck. We got great legal team. You want to do whatever. You're fucking insane. It's not happening.
And I would just like to say, throughout, no matter even when my mom wasn't talking to Nana or Karen, her mom, whatever, she always told me and Brielle, if we want to go over there and we want to see our grandparents, you can go. I will drive you. I will take you whenever you want. Like, do, like, you can always see her. And we didn't want to, because we saw the way that she treated you and us too. And it was just, it was
she
rude.
Would text them. They had their own phones, you know, and she would text them and say things, but it was, the girls would always tell me. And yeah, I always told the girls, like, I'm not going to ever stand between you and your grandparents. So, long story short, I don't know. It was like a weird morning, and TMZ puts out an article that I'm a pathological liar or something. And
it was right before Thanksgiving. It was the last day of school before Thanksgiving.
And Brielle came home crying. I had no idea.
I think, did you call me from the school and say, Mom, people are making fun of me?
No. All of a sudden, Sweetie is like, hi, you need to like come outside.
Oh, so yeah. So then my dad does this article, and the girls have different fathers. And that was one of the things when I started Housewives of Atlanta that they had asked, we're just not going to talk about, right? It's nobody's business. It just is what it is. We're not going to share
that. It's irrelevant.
That. My parents knew that.
Actually, we had the same papa.
Well, yes.
Now you do.
Now you do. Ha ha. So this was something that like we had talked about and just wasn't going to be discussed, and even the household, even, you know, Nini and everybody else kind of knew as well, and whatever. It's no one's business. So my dad did an article saying that they have different fathers just to get to me.
Right, to try to,
And I was so devastated. It was on Don't Be Tardy, probably season two. Yeah. They caught the raw moments of everything. I was so devastated that they would do this. Cash was like 2 months old, 2.5 months old, that they would ever do this, that they're just grasping at straws. There were articles that I was jealous of my mom and I didn't want her walking around in a bikini around my house. This woman's like 60 fucking years old or something. Like, you can walk around in a bikini, sweetie. I'm not pressed. Like, I don't know. So these weird ass stories kept coming out. Well, I got a phone call and got sent all these confirmations of my parents being paid for these stories and all the receipts for that. And from that day forward, I've never talked to my parents again. And neither have my girls or anybody else. They've never met Cash and they've never met the twins. My mom sent me an email when E! News announced that I was having twins and said congratulations on the twins. I've talked about twins running heavy in my family and that sort of thing. And so she had sent me an email, which I don't really care. I think it finally broke me. I'm sure there's a lot of you guys in the same situation where it's your mom. They don't treat you right. They're disrespectful, but it's your mom. So you just,
Forward to 2018.
That's what I was about to say.
Fast forward to 2018. We try again.
Yes.
Okay. We tried one last time.
2017.
Brielle.
2018.
2017. Nope. That's when we went to Turks and Caicos to do Joel's vows.
18.
2017.
No, it was 18. Seven-year.
Who? Literally, you guys,
it was 7-year meet, not 7-year wedding. You're right.
Yeah.
All right.
17, yep.
I was about to.
Brielle knows her dates. I'll give her that.
Who cares if it's 2017?
So 2017, fast forward 2017. 2017. And... Yeah, we did
our vow renewal. And Brielle's like, I really miss Poppy. My dad's a lot of fun, you guys. And he's been, you know, he's, of course, been with my mom in some of these situations. But he's kind of, I always felt like my mom kind of pulled him into situations that he didn't really necessarily want to be a part of. He has his own demons as well. But I felt my mom was more of the instigator, I definitely feel like, and the one that was pushing things at times. So Brielle and I, we vow renewal. We talked about my dad and my...
We actually watched Don't Be Tardy for the wedding, like...
at the beach house. Oh, yeah. And so she's like, I miss Poppy, so let's call him. So
we have the whole conversation on my phone still.
So we called him, and what happened? Did my mom answer then?
Poppy answered the phone.
Yeah.
And he was just not about it. And you were like, Karen must have you by the balls.
Yeah, and then, so then I think
that night didn't work out, and then we called him again when we got
home. So yeah, when we got home to Georgia, and then Karen answered, and she says, you know, well, we would like to meet you,
I said we're going to be in the area. Do you have any availability like tonight or tomorrow? No, sorry, no, we've had busy. A
we
dinner. Plans.
We have graduation party, yeah, actually. It was a graduation party.
We've had a dinner planned for 2 weeks now, sweetie. We no can do. I said, okay, well, don't you want to see like your family? You haven't seen us in 7 years. Like, wouldn't you do whatever you could? No, no.
Nope.
It's just not going to work, Brielle. And then she got really short, really expensive.
I need more time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you can't just expect us to drop everything. Yeah.
And of course, I get upset because Brielle wants to see them. And I'm like, dude, how the do you not take this chance and opportunity? I can tell you guys this. I'm sure I'm not always going to make my kids happy, but I can tell you that if there was a period, there would never be a period of time that I would not be on their doorsteps trying to make amends. I can't understand the mentality. And I finally gave up trying. Like, how do you feel this way about me? How are you able to treat me this way? How are you so fucking nuts? Her own siblings have said she's nuts. So like, how are you crazy? And I finally, when I saw how hurt my kids were, Brielle was being made fun of at school. And the one fucking thing I asked you to keep quiet and not make a big deal of, you just purposely went out and put it into the media for $2,000 for $2,000. I've never talked to them again. And my brother stopped talking to them as well for many years at different points. I think he's back talking to them.
Well, you know, what it boils down to, right, is they're literally like a hurricane, right? And there's no slowing them down. They're going to do what they're going to do. They're going to steal. They're going to cheat. They're going to lie. They're going to be manipulators. Mm-hmm. They're going to say dumb shit. And if you're willing to put up with it, then they'll be around your life, you know. And if you're not, then they're not, you know. Like,
I don't know why.
Justine, she is dealing with a similar situation.
If you say, look, I can't put up with this anymore, you know, like,
I don't know why I felt like they would always change, or like, and I felt so grateful.
Right.
And even though they would do these things to me, and I would just be so upset, I can't even tell you.
They're never going to not do the bad things. They're always going to steal from you. They're always going to try to manipulate you. They're always going to try to, you know.
They did some stuff to my brother. So my brother, when my brother came to my 40th birthday, we talked about it a little bit, and he stopped talking to my parents as well. And I just feel like I saw the light or something, and watching my, you can with me, this is what I said in an interview on Don't Be Tardy and on Housewives. Like, you can fuck with me,
but you won't
fuck with my kids. And so I said to Corey, like, I can no longer have a relationship with them, because if I tell them, like, I was pregnant with the twins, right? Who's the first person you usually tell? Your mom, other than your husband, right? Or like, whatever, your mom or your dad. I would never tell them that, because they would go to the media. I didn't tell them I was pregnant with Cash when I found out. Like, I knew that I couldn't share these things because I didn't know that they were selling these stories at the time, but they made like $6,000 on like five stories or four stories, whatever, however it worked out. And that's it. And then they don't know what else is going on in my life because I don't communicate with them. I've seen things. My dad, which put me over the fucking edge too, was my dad commented on Cash and Cash's dog bite and the fact that we kept Sin, and he's never met Cash. He's never met my fucking dog, and he has no idea what went on in this fucking house. And for him to comment was disgusting to me. And it was like, I fucking don't understand. Like, I don't.
Well, it's an irrelevant opinion because
you have no idea.
You have no knowledge on the situation. So
he's as good as someone on social media.
Opinion.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that's so sad.
You're just a random person.
It's sad to me that it's like, they wouldn't even know that you had like the twins, or like what me and Brielle look like right now, or what any of these kids look like, or what's happening in your life if it wasn't for social media. And even then, all you see is what everyone else sees. Like, how do you not want to know? Like, how are you? It's your daughter.
Like, Mother's Day, father. Like, my whole life is it. Mine and Croy, like, is our children. Like, their happiness. What are you guys doing?
What?
Like, they're trying to move out. I'm trying to keep them. You know, there's all this shit going on always, when it's always about the kids. Like, I love my kids so much. I don't know if I am so extra about it because she was so fucking mean at times, or if I don't know, I definitely block out the bad, and I probably need therapy for that at some point. But definitely
let's cross that when we get there.
Yeah, no, I'm very thankful for my husband and my children, and I'm so thankful for the relationship that I have with my kids. My husband gave me strength to finally like not have to necessarily deal with it. I had to be something so fucking big for me to just cut it off. And that's my personality. I'm a Taurus. I'm loyal to a fucking fault. I don't know why it took me 34 fucking years to cut those ties. And I people say like, what if something happens to them? Like, I'm at peace with that. You'll see on Don't Be Tardy starting in October, something really big happens with my dad that kind of tears me up inside. But you have to be at peace with things like that. I'm far from perfect. I've made mistakes on my own, but I will tell you this, there's nothing I wouldn't do for my kids. And I can't understand how my mom doesn't feel the same way. You guys, I have to tell you about Hammett handbags. First of all, I'm all about the experience from when I received the package, the unboxing. Their packaging is incredible. The unboxing was beautiful. I just felt like everything just had its own personal touch. If you don't know what Hammett handbags are, they search for the world's softest leather and most durable hardware. They combine them to create the fresh designs that make everyday life a little bit easier and a whole lot more polished. They don't stop at incredible designs and high quality material. They do everything possible to put their customers first, especially, check this out, you guys, with a lifetime promise that ensures your zippers and straps will be dependable forever. They're soft leather handbags and wallets. They have signature rivet detailing. Everything is top-notch quality. You don't have to worry about, like I said, the zippers breaking. They're incredible quality. But just in case, they're covered for life. Their designer isn't even 30 years old, you guys, and she's already won a Design Excellence Award for these bags. A huge hit with influencers and reality stars on Instagram, including me, wearable for tons of different occasions when the time comes, from day to night, festivals, weddings, etc. Their products are available at Hammett.com. That's Hammitt.com. Chat their team and mention that you heard about Hammett on our podcast, and they'll include a complimentary gift with your order. And let me tell you, they give incredible gifts, you guys, like a little leather card holder and pouches that you'll actually use every single day. That's how that went down. And
yeah, you hoes can say a lot of shit about this family, but you can't say she's a bad mother.
Because she is the best mom, oh, and we are all so close that... Almost too it's close.
I love telling people, like, listen, okay, things that you probably shouldn't be telling your mom, we are telling our mom.
I tell people all the time, like, and you showing didn't tell your mother. Mom. I'm like, you didn't tell your mom. Oh my God.
These
well, you
girls.
Say you're close, but are you close enough to give your mom your phone passcode and her face ID? In the phone where she picks it up and it's
in my phone. No, my phone did not have your face. Brielle used her face for my phone and it opened it, and her face ID was not in the phone. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it does.
And her Brielle's face works in my phone.
Face doesn't work in yours.
I don't know if what's happened.
That's funny.
But, okay.
I mean,
Ariana,
so
do you give your ex-boyfriend that you were with
at what point, I guess, is it okay for your boyfriend to have your passcode?
See, I always have their passcodes, and they don't have mine. Not because I care to go through their shit, because...
That's not true. All your friends have your passwords.
None of my
boyfriends have ever once had my password. And not because... Just because you don't need to be going through my shit. I mean, I'll be like, if they want to play music on my phone, I'm like, yeah, 03, whatever. But, like, no one's remembering that, and if you are, you're crazy.
They're remembering
03.
It.
But
you
I mean,
freaks. How do you know it, Brielle?
It's because it's her anniversary with somebody.
Oh,
not
Christ.
Not even. That's
Justin
not
Bieber.
Even what that is. That's yeah, Justin we're gonna believe Bieber. That. I have one ex, and his name is
Bieber.
His name is Biebs. Bieber. No, I'm just kidding. Colin's a great guy. Everybody, shout out to that little fucker. We're great friends. That's my only ex.
But did he have your password?
He was my best. Honestly, yeah, definitely. I loved him.
So when did he get it? And why did he get it? And then
when did you actually give it?
I think, no, he didn't abuse it. He never went through my phone, and I never went through
his. So you didn't fall asleep one night watching a movie, and all of a sudden you look over and you're like, dude, why are you in my phone? Like, what are you doing?
I know Brielle's been there.
What are you doing in my phone?
Brielle, talk about it.
No, actually, I think maybe one
like
time
being the weirdo.
I had gotten up and I had done something and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, someone Snapchatted you.
Oh my
blah,
God,
blah,
I got
blah.
Stories for
but
days.
No,
Snapchat,
nothing like
that. So Snapchat's
like
a
that.
Wild thing.
Snapchat is a wild thing. But they, but what people don't realize is that.
Is that a whole other podcast?
Is that, pretty honestly, much. Is, what people don't realize is that Snapchat has every single photo that you send. So you girls thinking you're schlick sending
Ariana.
These nudies.
Snapchat owns them?
Snapchat's got them all.
No,
Snapchat
I know.
Snapchat has every
Snapchat,
single
Snapchat
thing
has every single photo in their servers. You know that, right?
Every yeah. single Let thing em. That you've ever seen.
But here's the thing.
Is that not crazy?
Let me tell you guys. All right.
Okay, Brielle. So what? At
Brielle,
what month,
can you talk about the faucet being ripped off?
At what
The person
week?
Was mad and they got so pissed they took your Swarovski crystal, thousands of dollars. Yeah. Faucet and just
Hold
broke
on.
The piece
okay, that's, that,
off.
That,
I don't
what,
have times like this.
That's another
Sorry, my
story.
Life's not that crazy.
There, that's another. Well, because I'm also I've lived a lot longer than you have. Sweet.
4 years.
4 years older than me, and she's been in two relationships, and I've been in one. Whoop-de-doo.
Anyways,
woo!
So, I will say, my high school boyfriend Slade. Okay.
Oh, he's
I love
sweet.
Oh, yeah.
I love his family.
He's cool. Okay. Anyways, so. Slade and I did.
He never went through your phone.
No.
He was
oh,
so sweet.
Let me tell you.
Oh, uh-oh. He did all
he
the
did?
Time.
Oh, wait. No, let me tell you one specific incident. Okay.
Sorry, Slade.
When, okay, when
Hold
did
on.
You, when did you give him the code?
I don't know.
You don't
we
remember.
We dated for like 2 years.
It wasn't. It's not like giving away your code. It's just people kind of catch on and then you just know it, I feel like. No?
Right. So they kind of, they like just, look they over your like, shoulder. Is that what it is? Like they kind of sneak
no.
and then all of a sudden.
I gave him my code. I had his code. He had mine. I had his Instagram logged in on my phone. Like whatever.
The whole Instagram
so you were okay
thing.
With
I was
that.
17.
You were
Hold
okay
on.
With
Let
that.
Me tell you. Now, no. But listen. 17. He went through my phone one night. He went through my Instagram one night. And he was supposed to come home from Athens the next day. And he went through my Instagram, like, while he was studying for some tests or something. And I was asleep. And I woke up to a million fucking text messages. And I was just DMing a fan back who was like, you're so beautiful. Like, we had, like, maybe, like, five messages back and forth.
So
and
you
he
were
lost his shit.
Entertaining.
I was 17.
Some flirtingness.
Sure. So then, let me
At
tell
17.
You. Let me tell you a story.
Well...
And then I had another
71. What's the difference?
So since then, so at that point, I realized nobody's ever having my fucking password. Oh, one more thing. A celebrity, very famous celebrity. I met in New York a few years prior to this incident with Slate. I saw him again in New York. And
yeah.
Slade had my Twitter password, and I got on the plane, and my, you know, your Wi-Fi goes out for like 10 minutes, so you reach 10,000 feet or whatever, or
right.
it did,
yeah.
now it doesn't.
Sure.
But so this celebrity was DMing me, and he was like, where are you at? Are you still here? Like, come meet up with me. I didn't have my phone, obviously, for those minutes. Slade messaged him.
Oh, God.
No, he didn't.
Find your own girl with a very f***ed up word.
Oh,
he called him a
word.
Up word, and I'm not going to repeat it.
Okay.
And it really pissed me off because I got like when I got on the air, like the celebrity was like, "Wait, what?" And I like didn't know what to say. I was like, "How dare you f***ing message somebody like that, especially somebody famous?"
Wait, so he through your phone or through
Twitter?
He had the Twitter password.
Okay.
And
right.
she didn't know because she was in the air.
Yeah, so right. I didn't know that he sent that message. So for 10 minutes, like, and the guy never heard from this guy again, ever. To this
never?
Day, never once.
What did you
never.
Say? I would have said, oh my
I
gosh.
Said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. One of my friends was on my phone.
One never again.
Friends?
I never responded.
Just be honest.
My boyfriend?
Yeah.
Well, no, fuck no.
What?
Anyway.
Well, why?
Because she was trying to entertain
him. Because you're being bad.
I was 17.
Being bad.
You'd be bad till I'm married. You were bad till you were married.
Well, I was an angel.
Anyways, one time I was on a vacation with an ex. We had just got there. And I fell asleep because I had food poisoning and I was really tired. And this person went through my phone while I was sleeping. And the only message, which I'm honestly, I think maybe a little surprised that this is the only thing they found, honestly. The only message that they found was me messaging a celebrity saying, replying to their story from like 6 months prior saying, you're so hot. And this is a celebrity who I've hung around multiple times. And this person, my ex, knew this. So he woke me up screaming through my phone, fucking lost his mind, all this shit. So
That's all he found. Literally all he found. And the celebrity didn't even reply because he doesn't follow me. He has like 100 million followers. Like, he's not seeing this. So
you said somebody that you're so hot.
I replied to his story. I was like, holy shit, you look so hot. I'm pretty sure. But
you should see me in his DMs.
Yeah. But so it was like a one-time thing. I haven't messaged him since. But anyways, so then I decided to go through his phone because I knew his password.
Turns out he got a whole new girl downstairs, guys.
Turns out he had two girlfriends that he met on the vacation.
Uh-huh.
But he's getting mad about her saying you're so hot.
I had food poisoning for 2 days, so I was in the room for 2 days, and he was out with these whores for 2 days. And he had messages with... He was trying to steal one of his friend's girls, who's famous... And his friend is famous.
You're not very good at, like, keeping your mouth shut. I know.
He was trying to steal all these girls in the DMs, and I found all this stuff that just was mind-blowing.
Well, was she entertaining him?
He was asking somebody at the gym he works out at to set them up because she works out there, too. She's famous.
What a dumbass.
And they're like, what about Brielle? And he's like, don't worry about her.
Oh.
There's all these DMs, all these texts, all these
photos. You never
told
me none of that.
I have all the photos on my phone.
You didn't tell me any of that.
Oh, yeah. All this craziness.
Croy would just say, move on, Brielle. No big deal. Just let it go.
But anyways, so when he got up, I was on FaceTime with one of my friends. And my friend was like, go hit that motherfucker. Like, go off on him. I was like, no. Because, you know me, cool cucumber. I was like, no. He's a loser. Whatever. And I just sat on the couch while he was in the bed asleep. And he woke up hearing my friend on the phone saying, fuck that pussy. Like, whatever. Going off, cussing him out. And he gets out of bed. And he's like, what? What is that person saying? And I'm like, you're pathetic. Get your stuff and get out of the room. And he was crying and losing his mind. And I was just sitting there, like, on my phone. Like, chill. He was like, please don't kick me out. I was like, no, dude. Go get
Nasty
another room.
F-er.
And he had the audacity.
Same person that ripped the damn faucet off her sink in her room.
So, and also the same person who punched the lights out of our room on our New Year's trip.
Crazy person.
He, like, punched and, like, the sheetrock and
what
everything
a crazy
in the hotel
person.
Room.
I just think f-ing guys can be nuts, man. That's the first time.
But he never put a hand on me, though.
Thank God.
The moral of the story...
Is don't give your guy your password unless you're getting married.
Okay? Well,
no,
but,
no.
But so had she not given him his password, had they not known passwords, right? And let's just say.
Yeah, but you can see on the phone like, oh, Instagram message from Joe Blow.
I'm about to say, just don't give your friends your password, period. Although I know all my friends' passwords, none of them know mine. Because mine's like 40 digits, no joke. Like mine is the longest password.
If you want to go through my phone, go through my phone. I don't know what else to say.
If you're going through someone's phone, you're looking to get hurt because you know you're going to find something that's going to hurt you.
That's not true.
You.
Like, you want to find some contracts? Here, go scroll through some contracts.
Literally only gets Croy,
you're a rare breed. People say that, like, they stop making good men when you're the last one. I see it every day.
He probably is the first and last.
I want everyone to know that the only text that Croy gets to his phone are the no reply texts from our manor gate to let him know who's coming in.
Yeah.
That's literally the only text. Like,
but,
when it goes off,
so
I'm like,
when... Like, I don't think it's... I don't think you guys should be giving your passcodes out. I don't.
No.
But...
Not that stupid.
And now that I'm an influencer,
Croy had
no
so many,
getting shit.
Croy had hoes calling him and texting him when we were together. And you know what he did? He changed his number.
Did you actually?
Sure did.
So,
wait,
oh,
so
I just
cute.
Remembered. Ugh. I might make out with you tonight.
That's why you changed your number?
Yes.
Aww. So here's the question.
Mom,
though.
You need to make out with him. We're going to the beach.
Oh, let me make out with you. Oh,
so, but if you don't give him the passcode, then they get to sneak around. Like, are you just hoping that they, like, straighten up when they get married? The boyfriend. If you don't have the boyfriend's passcode.
Oh, we can have their passcodes. I'm saying we don't give them the passcodes.
So what is it?
I'm going to be a hypocrite, and I'm definitely a hypocrite when I say this, but you will not get my password,
but
I need yours. Because boys have created this standard where they can't just have one girl, and they have 50 girls at once. And so that's the standard. And you
so
know,
when is it okay
for them to receive mine?
Those are guys with little peepees that are insecure.
So the minute that you say... The minute that you get the passcode is the minute you should be exclusive? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Because I know Elizabeth, and we're not exclusive. I know Collins.
They're
I know
friends. Zach. You guys
well,
are
so
friends.
Here's
Collins
the other
gay,
kid,
and Elizabeth's your best friend. So that's
but
a, those
should
don't,
they
don't
have your passcode? Because I feel like friends, even though they're friends, do your friends genuinely want you to be as successful as possible
well,
or just
of,
as successful as they are?
Some of my friends' friends go through their phones.
This guy would never want to have Bruce's cell phone code. Like, I like, why would I pick
see,
up your phone?
Dude,
like, what?
See, you're a guy. Girls, yeah.
you're,
girls
also,
like,
you're a different era. You didn't have Snapchat. You didn't have hoes on your line
so
all
can
the
I,
time.
So can
you didn't
I, can
have
you,
Instagram.
Let me put my face in your phone right now. Come on.
Hell no.
Why not?
No.
Absolutely
why?
Not.
Why not?
What are you guys doing on your phone, though?
Nothing that you two need to know.
Why can't I scroll? Why can't I go scrolling? There you go.
Do you have
go
a membership
your...
to Pornhub?
Let
yes.
me, let me.
No, but I do have one
let me
to
scroll.
Something else.
Let me scroll. Oh,
no, I actually use Camden's membership on Pornhub. He has a premium.
No, well, you're going to find some unholy woo! Shit in my phone.
Rabbit, you guys. Rabbit, wonderful
oh my God.
Investment.
What is wrong with her? What is going on over here? I'm looking at Ariana about to
you're
just
gonna
flip
find
her over.
Some unholy shit in my phone and look at it.
Wait, what did you say?
You're going to find some unholy shit.
I literally just said I use a premium account to Pornhub.
You all need to
oh my God.
Knock
I'm just kidding,
it off.
You guys. I just make jokes.
Cry, I'm
she's
23.
Actually
let me
the
live
truth.
My life.
You're what?
I'm 23. Let me live my life.
I mean, if you want to go through
well,
my phone, you can go through my
they're
phone.
Still on
I
the
just...
family membership, you guys, so I'm, I can
so
take
they can
a look.
Look online
I can
if
look
they
on Verizon
to.
Or
you know what?
Whatever
have
the hell, AT&T.
Go ahead.
Prepare
enjoy.
To get hurt.
So
you're gonna see some bad things.
Get,
why would I get hurt?
You're gonna
I
see a lot of penises from randos that
oh,
love to send them.
Brielle, we've talked about this before. Brielle gets and Ariana gets.
Honestly.
I see more penises in a day in these Facetune 12 inchers that people are sending them that I've ever seen in my
well,
whole
I
life.
Just
okay,
can't,
so
I need to
what's weird
out.
Too is it's a lot of my friends.
So okay. So you meet a guy tomorrow, okay, and you go on a date. The fall this weekend, okay? You meet a guy, you meet him tomorrow, you go on a date this weekend, and you actually are like, wow, he's really cool. I like him. You keep so you progress however you would progress, right? Let's just you know, you're cool.
Blowjob next day. No, I'm just kidding. I'm
when,
just kidding.
When
never
do,
you
when
guys.
Do you how do you be like, hey, can I get that passcode? Hey, can I like
no, it's more or less
no,
like
you're so
nobody,
dorky.
So
like,
nobody
that's
would ever
how does
say
it,
that.
Weird. So how does it happen?
I just grab the phone, I'm like, oh, let me see those photos we took, or like let
what's
me change
password?
The music or something. Like, what's your password? And
but
then you just
okay.
remember it.
So you remember. Okay, so now you remember. Then the next time you go and it's different, what do you do
what
then?
What the hell? I break up with him.
Well, it depends how deep into the relationship
you're
we are.
Cannon,
if it's
Ariana.
6 months.
No,
well, you
kidding.
Obviously feel it's deep enough that you should have the passcode.
Well, if he
I'm
changes-
not asking for the passcode to like have it consistently. Like, I might actually need to check some shit out.
If he changed it, do you ask
yeah,
him, hey,
I don't go through
hey,
guys'
why is
I
it,
don't care.
If you ask him, or if he changed it, what do you say, hey, like... That's different than the last
Cry,
time.
Let me
I'm not
tell
sure
something.
Why
Cry is
so invested
yeah,
in this, you guys,
either.
But I'm going to say sayonara, good night. It's about 2:30 a.m.
Hold on. Here's the thing I will say, though. Ever since that lunatic went through my phone, I went through his, and I found some shit that really pissed me off. I haven't gone through a single boy's phone since then. Like,
are you
going
to
want
to be able to go through your
you
husband's
phone? You haven't really dated anybody seriously enough.
Are you
going
to
want
to be able to go through your husband's phone?
My husband?
Yeah.
No.
It depends on.
If you're married, you shouldn't have to go through their phone.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Like, what if you're married, right? And like,
starts acting weird.
No, no. What if it's not even weird? What if it just like is so natural and flowy, and everything's going like you never even really have his code, and then you're married, and then you're like, I don't even know like his code. Do I ask for it? Do
oh,
I
you'll know his code
at
before you get
point,
married. Like, come on.
Point,
if I don't know your
point.
iPhone code, that is red flag number one. If you're not willing to share.
What if, well,
so
if you don't ask,
got to that point.
If you don't ask and he doesn't share, or let's just say he changes it like once a month.
So if
and he doesn't like update you with the change.
You can't base it on that.
Should he have to update you?
No, because
no,
here's
the
thing. You
if
can't,
he changed it, be like, oh, by the way, yeah, it's this now. Sorry, I forgot about it. Like if I'm going to go change it. Change a song on the music or something.
Right.
I mean, you shouldn't need to go through someone's phone, I feel like. I didn't even worry about that with Colin. He loved me so much. There was no other girl he was talking to, and I don't got one second thought about it.
Yeah, you shouldn't. If you have a second thought and you want to go through his
then
phone,
maybe it's not the
when in doubt,
you.
Leave him out.
That's what I always say. Okay. When in doubt, Chick-fil-A it out. When in doubt, Khalid it out. Everything, you guys. Everything I say.
Thanks, Brielle and Ariana, for joining us. You guys, next
Thanks
week.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
Thank you for having
next
us.
Next week, we're going to talk about total body
our grandma.
Oh my,
oh my gosh. Sorry.
Total body therapy of Georgia, you guys. I actually have an appointment tomorrow, which I'm excited to get my veins. It's called shockwave treatment, but it sounds better to call it soft wave. Doesn't hurt, really.
Sin keeps on farting. I have to go.
So anyways.
Good night, you guys. Love you guys.
Anyways, good night. They have the plasma pen. They have this AM drop baby face treatment. They have the varicose vein treatment that I'm getting. I can't wait to tell you guys all about it next week. Total Body Therapy of Georgia has the latest and greatest treatments that I want you guys to check out. Not an ad. I'm just sharing with you guys. I had my varicose veins removed last year, and my calves have been very sore since, and just kind of a lot of inflammation and fluid retention. And I did this shockwave / soft wave treatment on both my calves, and then she did it on the bottom of my feet, and I saw such a difference in just one treatment. I'm going back tomorrow. I'll need a few treatments. It's not a miracle. It doesn't happen overnight, but I'm totally into it. And also the B12 shots I think have really helped me as well. So anyways, we're going to talk about that next week on the podcast. We're also going to be talking about boundaries and wrapping that up. I think that's a big one. 10 ways to build and preserve better boundaries is a big one, so that you guys can have some sort of direction on how to kind of stay focused.
Right on.
Thanks, babe. Thanks, you guys, so much for joining us tonight. It's 2:30 in the morning, and we are off to bed. I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to email Kim at kimzolciak.com, or suggestions or anything like that. We'll be answering fan emails on the podcast next week, or you can call 323-213-8100, or you can text us to that number, or email Kim at kimzolciak.com, and we'll be answering fan emails next week. Take care, you guys, and have an awesome week.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to House of Kim with Kim Zolciak-Bierman. Catch new episodes every Wednesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.